Today's daf was sponsored by the Nordensburg family, Zeicha Nishmach Moshe Dov and Shaul Pinchas. We are in the middle of discussing the sugya of Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. So yesterday we brought down, there was a machlokes, whether or not Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe, literally, can you take the law into your own hands? And we said that if there's pseudo, if there's going to be a loss if you do not take the law into your own hands, and everyone agrees that you could do Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. The machlokes was when there was no pseudo. Rabbi Yehuda said, if there's no loss, meaning you can just go to court and there will be no, you know, no out-of-pocket loss in the meantime of what's going on. Rabbi Yehuda says, then lo Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. And Rabbi Nachman said, nevertheless, Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. So now we're up to four lines at the bottom, Masiv Rav Gahana. So the Gemara is now going to ask on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was lo Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. So Masiv Rav Gahana quotes a Tosefta, Ben Bagbag Omer, right? Ben Bagbag says, Tosef says Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey are the same person, Gematria is the same. But Ben Bagbag Omer, Ben Bagbag says, okay, you have something of mine, and you have something that belongs to me. Ben Bagbag says, don't go into your friend's field to take what is yours without permission, because maybe you will look like a ganav. Right, Shemachin Sagar. Rashi says, Bigneva ubeseser, shelo tira laf ganav. Don't go secretly or quiet, don't sneak in. Rather, do it brazenly. Ella Shvorashinov, knock out his teeth, go and punch him in the face. Right, go b'chazaka b'galoi. Rashi says kach b'chazaka. Right, the amorlo and shali niotote. Say I'm taking mine. So you see that Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. You can go, just the whole issue here. Ben Bagbag says don't go in, you know, as a sneak, but go in straightforward. Punch him in the mouth and take your stuff. Seems to be Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe, which is against Rav Yehuda. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yehuda says back to Rav Kahana, imach. I think that means, is this a question? Rashi says, Bitmia. Rashi says, Kolomar, v'chinir b'inecha, sh'tshuva zoho genesi. Do you think this is really a legitimate kasha on me? L'shnachridi imach, t'yetshuva ze inu klum. Or he says, like, this should keep this to yourself, because this doesn't count for anything. Because ben bagbag yichidoihu. I'll say that ben bagbag is a das yachid, u'pligi rabbanon lei, and let rabbanon argue on him. I'll hold like the rabbanon, say that lo avid inish dine dinashay. That's one answer he can give to the raya brought from Ben Bagbag. Rav Yana gives another answer. He goes, even if the shita Ben Bagbag is Rav Yana Amar Amay Shvor Shina Ben Din. What does it break his teeth? I translate it break his teeth as break his teeth, knock his teeth out. Maybe it means just like a euphemism of going take him to Beis Din. Shvor Shina Ben Din. Rashi says Tevei Ladin, and therefore that's what you have to do. I mean, you can't do anything on your own. You have to bring him to Beis Din. So Gemara says, wait a second. It can't be, this answer of Yana, I can't work, because Ihachi, the Emor Lo, the Omrim Lo Mibayle. Right? The Bambagak said, you should tell him, I'm taking my own thing. Well, if it's Beis Din, it's plural. It's Omrim, not Omer. And number two, Sheliani Notel, Bambagak says, I'm taking what is mine. The Beis Din is doing it as Shalohu Notel. He's taking his own, he is taking it. Not in the first person, Mibayle. That's what you say. So Kasha. So the Rav Yana's answer doesn't work, but the Rav Yehuda's answer could work, that maybe you can say that Ben Bagbag is a Yochin. So there's no Raya from that Brisa. So now the Gemara is again going to try to bring a Raya to the person who holds that Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe, even Milo B'Makom Hefsed. There's no milk. Even Malcolm have said. So this is Raya, this is against Rabbi Yehuda again. So the Gemara says, Tashma, here, come bring a following Brisa. Shor sha'ala al gabe chaveir lahargo. So one shore jumps on top, your shore jumps on top of my shore with the intent to kill. Uba bala tachton. So I now want to save my shore. So I come, v'shamat et shalo, and I pull out my bottom shore. V'nafala el yon umeis. And then the top one falls, because I guess it's being supported by the low one, the top one falls and dies. We say that putter, I mean the owner of the bottom one who pulled out to shore and caused the death of the top one is putter from paying nezek. So my love, what's going on here? My love, b'muad. Again, you have a shore tam and shore muad. So if the top shore is a shore muad, and he damages my bottom shore, So bottom line is, even if I lose everything, I'm going to get everything back, because he's mishalim me from his karka, he pays everything. But the top shore is only a short time, and it destroys my bottom shore, so then he only pays chatzin as a migufo. I may not get everything back. So here, it seems like that if it's a mu'ad, then there's no hefsed. I mean, it's hefsed of time, because I'm going to get full restitution. If it's a tam, then there is a hefsed. So the Gemara says, my la b'mu'ad, maybe we're dealing with our case, this is talking about a shor mu'ad that's on top of him, the leker hefseda, and there will be no hefsed. Rashi says, look at the second to last wide line on top. My lav da have el yom mu'ad, di have shavikle, had the owner of the bottom one just left it there, umayis di day, and his would die, leka pseida de mishalim kula, because he's going to pay the whole thing. The Gemara says, and therefore you see that you could be of it in his din d'nafshe, even if there's no hefseid. The Gemara answers, lo betam de ikum seida. We're talking about a short time on top of him, which there is hefseid, as Rashi explains. Betam di have azil libedina. If he went to Beis Din, in the meantime, the top one would have killed his shore on the bottom, right? Adahachi Meis delay vilesli elapaganiska. He only get chatzin ezek. So there is hefseid. So that's why, and everyone we said before, everyone agrees that avadin dinafshe if there is hefseid. So again, there's no raya here. It's an idea that avadin dinafshe even the low makom hefseid. So the Gemara says, wait, ihachi, if we're dealing with a short time, Ema Seifa. Then look at the end of the Brisa, which says over there, Dechafole Elyon v'meis Chayav. If, instead of pulling out my shore from the bottom, I push the top shore off, and by pushing the top shore off, the top shore falls and dies, then he's Chayav. The owner of the bottom guy of shore who pushed off the top one is Chayav Benezek. V'i betam amai Chayav. If it, talking about a short time, right, if we're talking about a short time, why would he have to pay? I mean, he did it kedin, right? You're saying it's a short time. If you're saying it's a short time that's on top, and I push it off, why are you making me chayev? I'd of it in the nafshe, it's a makom hefseid, I should be able to push it off. Why can't I push it off to save myself? Or to save myself the chatzin nezek that I'm not going to get. So the Gemara says, oh, the safest talking about a case, shahayelolu shamto velo shamato. It was... When you're trying to save yourself, or trying to save something, you have to do it in a way that causes the least amount of damage. You can't have like a springing shotgun in front of your door to shoot any old invaders. You can have some sort of fence to block them out. Whatever the case, remember that case? That's could be. So here, Hailo Shamto, Vlo Shamto, he had the ability to push him off, to pull out his shore, and that would have saved, that would have done the trick. But he didn't. Instead of pulling out his, he did a mice and threw off the top one. Therefore, he didn't do what was appropriate for the situation, and therefore he would be chayev to pay the nezek.
Would the other ones
all die? I don't know. Gemara seems to say that the best way to the way that would have caused the least amount of damage was just to pull out his bottom shore. Mm-hmm. By not doing that, by shoving off the top one, then he's chayev.
In the previous case, we did that.
In the ratio, we said.
Died. The top one died though.
In the race with the top one, even by pulling him out.
Right.
But he did do, but he didn't, but he wasn't Mishane. That's the way he's supposed to do it. So therefore there's no chiyuv.
So it's the same end result.
You see, that's what that it could have been, but that's the way he was supposed to do it. If it happened to be that he died, then he okay, but the way he did it was the appropriate, you know, the social contract is that I know in the marketplace that if one shore jumps upon the other shore, the best way to do it is pull out the bottom, not push the top. Tashma, another ayah, okay? Or another attempt at a ayah. So you fill up my, I guess you have no place to put down your stuff. You drop all your pitchers of wine and oil in my rishus. So bala chatzer mishaber v'yotzer mishaber v'nichnas. Seems I can just walk in, walk out, break your stuff when I'm walking in and walking out because I can do the din. I can get rid of your stuff. So other interesting din d'nafshei. Even though there's no hefseid, if I could just take, what am I losing? What am I losing money-wise? Just wait and take you to Beis Din. What am I losing? So Amar Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, right? He says, so that's a raya. That would be a raya that Avad Inish Dinei Dinafshe, that Avad Inish Dinei Dinafshe, even if there's no hefseid. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. That doesn't mean here that you could just walk in and trample on his utensils and break them coming in and going out. Rather, it's Mishaber v'yotzei lebeis din, Mishaber v'nichnas l'habizuchu yosef. You can walk out of the of your property, and in the meantime, I guess, trample things on your way to Beis Din, and you can walk in on your way back from Beis Din. Rashi says the way back from Beis Din would be, if the owner of the pitcher's claims, what's your problem? It's my property, and you have your star, you have your title in your house, so you can walk back in and trample it when you're going back in. Right? Rashi says, You have to bring your star mecher. So it's not you can't just walk in and walk out and do what you please. It's not other interesting than Nafshe. Here it's going in and out in order to go for a purpose for Beis Din. Again, no raya. Okay, because we're trying to prove other interesting than Nafshe, even low b'makom hefseid. So now the Gemara tries to bring another raya. Toshma. Minayin l'nirtza shekolu lo yomov v'rabo misarhev bo latzeis v'chaval v'asabo chavura shupater tamalom lo tichu kofar lo shuv lo tichu kofar l'shav. Basically, the case is as follows. We have an Eved Ivri who was nirtza. He was, after 6 years, he says he wants to stay with my master. He stays for 6 years. Shekolu yomov, it's now yovel. It's time for him to go out. He doesn't want to go out for whatever reason. We'll see. And the master says, get out, and starts smacking him to go out. And in hitting him to go out, he wounded him. The Brisa says that he's putter, that the owner is putter for wounding him to go out. Talmud, look, because it says, which means, you don't take a restitution for the one who's lashav. Rashi says, right, lo tichlu kofer lashuv, Doris ba l'shav, l'mid se rotsi l'shuv l'kilkolo. It's the one who wants to go back to his kilkol, and he wants to go back to the bad situation, which is being an eved, v'lilios eved. He doesn't want to go. So if you hit him, you're not chayev, right? L'shem nachrin l'shav l'misha dinu l'shav l'mishpach l'vein rotsi. He was supposed to go back to his family, and he's not. So the owner is allowed to hit him and go back. Question is over here, the owner is doing din by himself, and there's no hefsed over here. So why is he potter? Means so proof that Ovid in Ishtin and Nafshe, even though there is no hefseid. So, right, the person can do that. So the Gemara says, no, Hachamayasinan, Ba'avda Ganva. We're dealing with an Eved who steals. Right, Ba'av and Ganva, Rashi says, the Ikapseda. So there's the Pseda. So the question is, we're asked, what are you talking about? So now, only now we're worried about him being a thief? He doesn't want him to come, he's been here for 50 years. Yeah. I mean, or less, but.
He's been. Isn't that usually why he becomes an Ovid?
To begin with, yeah,
right.
So the Gemara, but the Gemara asks, well, it's not necessarily. It's one method. The other way is that you can't pay back your debts. There are two ways to become an Eved Ivri. So he says, "Ada idna lo ganav a hashta ganav." What? Only up till now he wasn't a ganav, and now all of a sudden becomes a ganav that you're worried about it. So the Gemara says, "No, no. Ada idna. This guy's a thief. He knows. But ada idna how they imse de rabbi alei hashta lesley at least the rabbi alei." Until for the past 50 years, he's been a servant. He's been an Eved, so he has the fear of his master.
Right.
Now, he's a free man. He doesn't have the fear of his master. Get out of my property, because I know you're a thief. Get out. So there is a hefsid. That's one answer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar gives another answer. Be'eved shemosel rabo shifa kananis. It's a case we're talking about where this Eved Ivri, for the past 50 years, has been mutter, 50 years, it could be less, but maximum of 50 years, has been mutter to a shifa kananis. And now that he's free, he's usher the Shifra Kananis. And he wants to stay because he wants to be with the Shifra Kananis. So Ada Idna Hetera. Up to now, it's been mutter for him. Bahashta Isura. So what's going on here is the master is beating up the former slave to be mafresh him from the Isser. That's you're allowed to do. Because that's you're allowed to do. Rashi says, Isura, the Rashai lehakal so lahafrisho. I can be mafresh him from the Avera. The Haidina Lav Lenavshe, because that's not Ovid Inish Dina Lenavshe. I'm doing it for his benefit. I don't know. So, the guy doesn't wake up in the morning and go to his house and beat him up so he goes to Minyan. I don't know. So, I mean, there probably are parameters. There are parameters. They had the Vekar, but I don't think he beat you up.
No, he went to score around screaming.
Right. So, okay, I'm sure there are parameters to when you can and when you can't, you know, bechovel somebody to do to make sure he's doing the right thing. Okay. Next case, next attempt at a raya. Kashma. This is our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah says, Hamaniach es hakad b'rishus harabim. Okay, so I leave my pitcher in rishus harabim. Uba achar v'niska ba ushvara. You come along, and you're walking, you trip on it, and you break it. So you're a potter. You're a potter for paying the damage for my broken pitcher. Taima, the reason is, d'niskalba, is because, the reason why he's potter is because he tripped. There was no kavana. He tripped over it. Hashvara chayev. But if he purposely went and broke it, he would be chayev. Even though Rashi says Hashvara chayev, The Ukma Rav Le'el B'Memalei Rishas Rav Kula Chavuyos. That is where I filled up the whole area with Chavuyos. Amalo Avet Inish Dinashe Fil Makom Seita. So here we said the whole area is filled up. There's nothing to do. I'm going to break it on purpose to get through. So therefore, so I should be able to do that because Avet Inish Dinashe. You see here, you can't do that. So Lo Avet Inish Dinashe. Now we're switching the proofs. But here we're saying that you can't do Avet Inish Dinashe. Just goes against Rav Nachman and is a raya for Rav Yehuda. So from here you see Ein Adam Rosh L'Asos Din La'atzmo, even Makom Hefsed, because you are there is a Hefsed over here because you have no way to walk. You have to walk in the Rosh Hashanah. So Amar Azimish Beid Rava, no, Hu Adin Afilu Shvara. Even if you went ahead and you broke the pitcher purposely to get through, it doesn't have to be to get through. If you're just standing on the side and just popping them, that's probably there's no reason for that. But he says Amar Azimish Beid Rava, Hu Adin Afilu Shvara. Right, you'll have to break the purposely in order to walk through. V'had the katani niskal. So why did the Mishnah use the word niskal, which is mashma only if you tripped on it, not if you broke it purposely? Had the katani niskal. I did the kavod of the Mishnah sefer. It's because of parallel structure in the Mishnah. Because in the sefer we wanted to say, the sefer was im husak. If the one who passed by and tripped, if he got damaged, we say balabais chayav benisko. That is, and the balabais is then chayav to pay. That is only if he trips. Right, didafka niskal, aval shavur lo. But if I go ahead and these barrels are in there, and I start smashing them to get through, and I get hurt from the shards by doing that, that the bala bias would be pater from shavur lo to hu aziknashi because you did it to yourself. So therefore, katani reisha niskal. So for parallel structure, we use the word niskal. So niskal in the reisha is lav dafka, niskal in the sefer is dafka. Okay.
Well, why is the order over this neighbor? Because he's making it possible for him to pass through.
And therefore, so he violated. Let's just say he was over Lifnei Iver. And therefore, what?
So
why does it mean? Why does it mean now that I have to pay damages?
Right.
And Lifnei Iver equals Desik. I don't think it does. I don't know whether it'd be Lifnei Iver in this case or not. You have to look at the situation. But even if he was over Lifnei Iver, why does Lifnei Iver translate into a monetary obligation? He violated. You did an Isser. But why does it translate into a monetary obligation? I don't know. I don't know. Okay. And what avera did you force him to do? Lifnei Iver is like, you know, you give the wine to the nazir and things like that. I don't know.
You're forcing him to go there and break it.
But he's not doing avera.
Sure.
He's allowed to break it.
Because he has.
Okay.
So
Lifnei Iver was using Mitchell. You didn't do anything to cause him to do an avera. So where's the avera? Where's the avera?
If you dug a bore on it's just a rabbit.
Right.
And someone says, "Hey, that looks like a hazard," and starts to fill it in. Isn't it more like that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, but the question is whether it's a bore or not. You have to see. We'll get to later on the Mishnah. Next Mishnah is we'll see if it's a bore or not. What constitutes a bore? It may be still be mamon amazik. Depends on what defines it as a bore. Okay. So now the Gemara tries to bring another proof that ain't adam rasha ilatzos. You can't ain't of it inish dinah shay tashma. We have the following brisa. This is by, you know, the case, we saw the case yesterday also. The two men are fighting, and the wife of one of them comes over and grabs one of the men and causes damage and busha. The pasuk over there says, v'katzosa eskapa. And so it means she's supposed to chop off her hand. But we say that's mamon, that she has to pay the mamon, the busha. She has to pay mamon busha. So why she have to pay? My love, that brisa must be talking about, b'she'enu yochel lo hatzil alidei davar acher. There's no other way to save, and nevertheless, the pasuk says she has to pay. Therefore, you see that you're not allowed of inish dinu d'nashe. The Gemara says, no, lo, she'yichol lo hatzil alidei davar acher. There was another way to save him. Could have taken him 2x4 and smacked him over the head. I don't know. There's another way to save him with a less embarrassing way. She didn't do that. But the Gemara then says, so therefore, and therefore she's not allowed to do that. And that doesn't come into Osa Din Latzmi. You can't do that. So Aval, Eini Yochola Lahatzil Al Yidei Davar Acher. There is no other way to save. I guess you have to somehow figure that out right away. I mean, the Rush actually points out. The Rush says, even if you say Ovid Inis Din Lanashe, even Makom Seida, it's not just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to be vigilante justice and take matters in my own hand and maybe I'll win in court. You have to be absolutely certain that you are correct. And that if you would go to court, you have all the riyas and all the proof. You have your star chasaka, you have the edim lined up. You have to be correct in order to do that. But just to go ahead and say, ooh, that's mine. I'm going to go smack and take it, and there's going to be a dispute about whether that was actually yours to begin with. Then really you can't do other interesting nashay. So aval eina yichol lahatzil al dei davar acher. If she cannot save him via any other means, patura, she wouldn't have to pay the demei poshes. Ihachi, if that's the case, adatani. Now the Gemara just asks, adatani seifa v'shilcha yada. Right, they're learning out the words v'shilcha yada, which means that specifically the woman who's mevayish the man with that type of strike is chayat demei poshes. But prat l'shliach beizdin. But a shliach beizdin who's coming to he's potter from the tashlum of poshes because he's doing operation to pi beizdin. So the Gemara says v'shilcha yada. You're making a distinction between the woman and the shliach beizdin. Well, why don't you just make the distinction between one case of a woman and another case of a woman? The Gemara always likes when the distinction is made within that topic itself, as opposed to going to another. So he says, "Lif log v'listen b'day." But medvar memurim that she's allowed to pay. You should make the distinction in and of itself. When do we say that the woman is chayav to pay dumei boshes? That's b'shichiyola yichola lahatzil aydei davar acher, when she can save him via some other means. Aval eni yichola lahatzil aydei davar acher patura. She would be putter. So make the distinction in the woman itself. Why make a distinction in women and shliach beizdin? So the Gemara says, "Hachinami kamar." Yeah, that's how you're going to interpret the brisa as well. But medvar, do it as follows. But medvar amurim that the woman is chayev to pay boshes b'shiyichol lahasla adai davar acher, when she could have saved him via different means. Aval eni yichol lahasla adai davar acher. But if she could not use any other methods to save her husband, nasa yada k'shliach beizdin, she becomes like a shliach beizdin upturan. She becomes putter from boshes. So again, there's no raya over here, because we're saying over here that it's you still are of a dinit nashay, but here the reason why she's chayev is because she could have done it via a different methodology. Okay, next case. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove this is a Mishnah of a Basra. I think that's Sadi Tess or Taf Kuf that says that, and we'll try to prove from here that you're not allowed of a dinit nashay. There ain't Adam lasos dinit nashay, even if there's a hefseid. So Tashma, I don't know, even if a hefseid, didn't everyone agree that Bamakom said you can do that, right? We said on the Brisa, we said yesterday or right before. That kuli ama lo pligi the other inish din dinavshei, ki pligi hecha the lek upseda. Everyone agrees that if there is a hefseid, both Rav Nachman and Yehuda said that if there's a hefseid, you could do din dinavshei. And now we're bringing raya that even makom hefseid. So I don't know who that. Okay, so Tashma Haresha Aisa Derech Harabim Overach Patol Sadeya. And public has a right of way or an easement through my property, some shortcut to get. To shul, Harish Haita Derech Harav Moveres Betoch Sadeu. Nitala V'Nasim Lehem Minatzad. So he does is he blocks that way up, and he opens up another way. Right, Nitala, he took that one away. V'Nasim Lehem Minatzad. So he took away that Derech from the Rishus Neirishus Harabim, and in exchange he gave them a path on a different side of his field. So the Brisa says, Mashe Nasan Nasan. The new Derech that he provided them is now theirs. The Republic has the right of way to go through there. V'shelo lo higio. But what was his, the derech, the old derech that he wanted to take, does not come back from him. Basically, he loses out. It's like doing tumura. They both become kodosh. They're doing tumura here. They both become the public right of way. So the Gemara says, okay, v'amart oven inish dina denavshe.
What's the logic for that?
We'll get to it. So v'amart oven inish denavshe. If the case would be, if the halacha is that a person is allowed to make a din by himself, right? If there's a makom hefseid, then Amy doesn't have to go to a beis din. Linkot pazov v'leisev. Let him stand with a stick and sit with a stick and hit them, I guess. Let him sit on the opening of the old path and not let everybody through, because the Gemara assumption right here is that it's shaloh lo higia is not that meikar din. It does become his. Because if he made the switch, what the new one becomes theirs, then the old one should come back to him. And if Avadin Dinashe, let him stand there and smack people. Gemara seems to be saying that he can't stand there and smack people to prevent them from going, and therefore it's no low Avadin Dinashe, even if there is a hefseid. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't become his. It's not that. Anyway, what Rashi seems to say, where's Rashi? Rashi says, "Linkol pas v'leisev yikach makel v'yeshev al derech harishon." the Adinahu, because that's Alpidin, the Ha'amart, Masha Nasan Nasan. The Braisa said that the new one became the new people, Alma Chiluf Ma'alu Yahave. It seems to be it's a good switch. So Alpidin, he should have the right to stand in on the path of his old path and knock people off. Pick them off. Knock them off from coming through. The fact that we see that he can't do that means you cannot be Ovid Inish Din Rinavshe, even if there's Malcolm Hesed. Here's a Hesed trampling on his property. So Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derava No Gzeir Shem Yitelem Derech Akalason. You can't prove anything from this Mishnah because we're going to say that this chiluf doesn't work at all. I mean, he doesn't have the legal right. The reason why it's not low up in the Nazi, because if he does hit people over there, he's violating the rules. He doesn't have rights on that old path because Gzeir Shem Yitelem Derech Akalason. We're afraid if we let him switch the right of ways. We're afraid that he's going to give them some sort of crooked path to get through. Inferior path. Derech HaKalason, the Lav Dinahu. Okay, so that's one answer. And Rav Misharshi Amar, no, but no Shlem Derech HaKalason. This is a case where he gave him a crooked path, a more difficult path to pass through. That's why he doesn't have the right, because we're going to say he can't get rid of the old path. And then he gave everybody the new path, so he's messed himself up because he gave that. And Muki Yosef asks, wait, the whole reason why he's given the new path is Al Tanai, that he gets rid of the old path. So isn't like a Mekal Tos? Okay. And Rav Ashi Amar, third answer, Rashi says, Kol Min Atzad Derech HaKalason Hu, because Krov Lazer, Rokol Kazer. No matter what, it's a Derech HaKalason, because if he changes the path now, some people, it's not going to be worse for them. It's going to be further away from where they were now. So they were used to a certain way until now. When he's changing the path, it's a derech hakalason. It's a more difficult path. So that's why he doesn't. So basically, it seems to me the havamina is that really al pidin he has the rights to the old path. Therefore, he should be able to stand there and smack people. The maskana is we're going to take the words of the Bryce literally. He doesn't get the old path back, and therefore he has absolutely no rights to smack the people and keep them from coming there. Okay. So Gemara says ihachi. If, right, now your question, Ihachi, if the case is talking about a case where he doesn't get the new path, right, Amai Shalolo,
No, the original path.
Wait a second, the original path?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amai Shalolo Higio, that's talking about the old path. Right, ihachi amai shelo lo higia lemelu shikulo didchu v'havali today. He could say, in other words, he could just tell them, go keep the old path, right, and I keep the new path.
Right.
So mishum Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda meitzer shechziku bo rabim maslo kaklo. Once they rob him, have a right, they have the right, and he can't get rid of them. I know how quickly. I mean, how quickly does this happen? This could have been like in a moment's time. Now, and it doesn't have to be a certain amount of time have to elapse in order for them to get to. Like, at what point is he Hezekiel Borabim? Okay. All right. Next. Again, we're going to try to prove in Adon Din Dinavshe. Tashma. Bal Habay Sheniach Peya. So I own a field, and I leave one Sheniach Peya Mitzad Echad. I leave one side of my field, one corner of my field to be Peya. Ubo aniyim v'natlu mitzad acher. And aniyim came and took off the corner from the other side of the field. The din is, zeh v'zeh Peya. Both what I earmarked for being Peya, and both what they took to be Peya, is Peya. And they can keep it. So v'iyamart of an interesting enough. If you tell me that a person can do, take the law into his own hands, ama zeh v'zeh Peya. Why are both of these paya? Link could positive relative. He could just smack these guys. Don't you take it from over here. Knock this out of their hands and force them to go take that one. So Amarava Rava says, you misunderstood. My zev zev paya, lepotram in a meiser. It's not zev zev paya meaning that both of them now are reshus of the aniyim. The idea is that paya is potter from meiser. So what he earmarks as paya and what the aniyim took from paya are earmarked enough to be potter from meiser. Okay, the sign of the following brisa, hamafkir es karmo. So I'm mafkir my kerem, and therefore kerem is potter from matnos aniyim. So mafkir es karmo, v'hishkim aboker b'tzaro. And in the morning I get up and I gather everything because I sort of reclaim it. I reclaim it from hefker. So now it's mine. So chayev b'peret olos b'shivcho b'peya. I'm chayev in all these things, but potter min ha'meiser. I'll be potter from meiser because once they became hefker, they became potter from meiser. So therefore. in our case, by the Baal HaBayis, who gave payer from one side, then he took him to the other side, it's still potter from the Meiser. Because once something is earmarked as not being chayiv for Meiser, it's no longer chayiv in the Meiser. It's very critical points. Okay, so the Mishnah now, the new Mishnah, is talking about a person who breaks Kalim b'Rishus HaRabim, and somebody gets injured on the broken pieces. Okay? So is he chayiv to pay or not? So what's the case? A person's walking in the Rishus HaRabim, case I think is, walking in the Rishus HaRabim, and he has a pitcher filled of water. And he trips and he falls, Nishbaro Kado b'Rishus HaRabim, and his kad breaks and the shards go everywhere in the Rishus HaRabim, and the water spills out. The Huchlak Echa b'Mayim, I guess somebody slips and falls on the water. Oh, Shelaka b'Charsis, or he got damaged from one of the shards that's in the Rishus HaRabim. So Chayiv, the Tanakama holds that the owner of the pitcher, who slipped and fell in the Rishus HaRabim, is chayiv to pay for the damage that his shards and water cause. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'miskavin chayiv, the ain miskavin potter. If he has kavana, then he's chayiv. If he doesn't have kavana, then he is potter. To figure out what that means, it seems to be
if he deliberately broke the pitcher.
I don't think if that's the case. I think the Gemara is going to say, if he has kavana to gather up the water and the shards in order to reclaim them, then he would be chayiv if somebody slips. If he doesn't, meaning he just says, I'm done, I broke it, make sure, then he would be potter. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in I think tomorrow's daf, end of tomorrow's daf. So we'll get to that. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Lo Shanu, this chayiv, the Tanakam says he's chayiv. Right, Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction between kavan or not, whatever that means. The Tanakama says he's chayev. So lo shana that they're chayev ella shetinfu kela b'mayim. That's only if his clothing or his utensils got dirty or ruined in the water. Usually that would be his clothing. His clothing got ruined in the water. Aval hu atzmo. But if he himself tripped and fell and got hurt, he's potter. The balakad would be potter because Karka olam hizikatu. Where is the damage? The water caused him to slip. So that's just the grumma. The damage is caused by him, his force meeting the ground. That's the damage. And therefore he would be potter. That's what Rashi says.
But the water came from a broken jar.
Correct. But the karka she'ein lo bailim husko. That's what caused the damage. Umamono shozeh grumma bi'ama abedei. He caused it, but he didn't create. He's not the item that the direct damage. He caused him to fall. The Rav Tamei and Rav goes to Shitaso, to Amar LeKaman, who says later on Daf Nun, Bor Chayv Olav Torah LeHevel Olav Chabato. A boar, Shneur said, a boar you only chayev for the hevel, for the smell and the putridness inside. You're not chayev for what fell in. So therefore, this could be a boar, Nusha Zarabim, but it caused damage by you falling. So the fall is the karka causing you the damage, not the boar, which only caused you to slip, and therefore you'd be potter. But you are chayiv for the kalim, because the kalim got ruined in the water itself. That's the distinction the Gemara seems to make. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's what Rav says. Yehuda says the name of Rav. Again, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel, so oftentimes you see Rabbi Yehuda going back between, just telling us what's going on between Rav and Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda continues and says, when I said this din of Rav in front of Shmuel, Amrali, he says, wait a second. He says, Michti, what's the din here? Avino v'sakhano v'maso miboru lamandu. We know the stones and his knives and his burden that's left in Rishus HaRavim. I mean, if you drop something in the Rishus HaRavim, that gets the din of a boar. We say it's the same din of a boar. So kulan anikore behen shor v'lo adam, chomor v'lo kelim. In all the situations of boar, we have the limud of shor v'lo adam, chomor v'lo kelim. You're not chayiv for kelim that get destroyed in a boar. Vahani mili, and this din that you're putter for niske adam is only in katala. It's only if he gets killed. Aval inyan azikin adam chayiv. A person will be chayiv. The kelim peturim. So in this case, where you have a boar and the person gets injured, he should be chayiv for the person and putter on the kelim, which is exact opposite of Rav says, who says you're putter on the person, chayiv on the kelim. So he argues. So for Rav, so the Gemara says, why does Rav then hold that if the person gets damaged with this cod and the water, that he is, that you're putter. If it's a boar in Rishus HaRabim, it should be chayiv, he should be chayiv for the kalim. He should be chayiv on the kalim. So the Gemara says, no. Hani mili hefka de ifkirinhu. Aval hecha de lo afkirinhu mamonahu. It's only if he makes it mafkir. A boar only exists if you mafkir it. If you don't mafkir it, then therefore these shards and this water is still mine. And then it's mamonomazik. And mamonomazik is chayv and kalim. It doesn't get the characteristics of a boar yet. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Rav, Hani Mili did Kalasola Mondo Bibora. When do we know learn that you that the what you put down, the nuisance in the public domain that you put down gets a din of a boar? That's the Apkirinhu. That's if you make it hefker, ki boar, like a boar. The Savarav, boar shechayav of Torah is behifker rishuso uborohu de chayavoso. Boar rishuso rav, according to the Rav, is it's yours. You dug a boar in your property, then you mafker everything around it, then you have the boar. That's what he calls a boar, you mafker it. Aval lo afkirinu, but if you're not mafker it, Rashi continues, mamonuhu, it becomes his mamon. Umishor lamanu, then it's mamonu mazik, the same thing like a shor, right? Hilkoch, tin of kli, mamonu mazik of it. Then it's done by his property. That's mamonu mazik, yichayv mekelim. Aval nezik aguf, karka olam abda. But the nezik aguf, he's going to say it's still grama, because that's actually done by him hitting, making contact with the ground. The damage itself is not done by my shards. I don't know, what if he steps on the shard and cuts his foot? Then
it's not the case.
I understand it's not the case, right? No, you're a funny guy. But that's, it seems to be that you would be chayev, because he's only saying that you're not chayev is if you're...
Well, it gets even worse if by stepping on the shard, you actually crack the shard.
Well, it's already broken. You made this value on there again.
You actually right. Breaking the person's shard even further.
I don't know if that's because it's just a rabbim. I don't think so. He's Mishana, so you're Mishana. You're allowed to walk in the
shard. Value.
Okay, so there's a machlokes now between Rav and Shuel on which nezek the Mishnah is being chayev you. Right? According to Rav, the chayev is because it's mamon mazik. Therefore, your putter on this case adam because the karka is what causing the damage. The karka is just a rabim, and you're chayev for kalim because it's mamon mazik. And according to Shmuel, you'd be putter on this case kalim because it's a boar, and boar is putter on kalim, but it's chayev in this case adam if he gets wounded, not if he dies, because boar is chayev if he gets wounded. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask as follows: Masir Rav Oshia. So Rav Oshia brings a brisa, right? The full pasuk is the. Of the boar is v'chi yiftach ishbor, o ki yichre ishbor, v'nafo shama shor o chamor. So what's the drasha? Shor v'lo adam, and chamor v'lo kelim. Mikan amru, so from this we learned, nafo l'socho, if what fell into the boar was shor v'chelav. I guess it's a shor that's laden with utensils, falls into the boar, v'nishtabru, and the kelim, I guess the shor dies in there, and the kelim break. O chamor v'kelim, the chamor goes in there, and the kelim go in there as well, and the chamor dies, v'nis karu, and as the kelim get damaged, then chayev ala behema, u'pater ala kelim. You chayev for the behema, u'pater the kelim, because boar is pater on kelim. So the Gemara, the Brisa continues, ha l'mazeh dome, what is this similar to, that digging a boar in a shus harabim? It's la'avino v'sakinu maso shanicham shus harabim v'zikot. It's similar to the case of leaving a burden in the shus harabim. The Gemara says, wait a second. How are you saying that the boar is similar to avino maso? It's the other way around. It should have said, what case is similar to the case of boar? The similar case similar to the boar is a case of leaving your burden in the rishus haravim. So the Gemara says, right, you're right. Elamai dom lezeh. What is similar to this case of the boar? Avno v'sakinu maso shenichon rishus harabim v'ziko. That's the kavon of the Mishnah, that we can learn the idea of leaving these takalos in the rishus harabim from the din of someone who digs a boar. That just like the din of a boar, you're putter on the kalim. So too, if you leave this takala, you'd be putter. There's a kasuv, you're putter from the kalim. According to Rav. Okay. Lefichach, therefore, im hitiach tzilochiso be'even chayiv. Seems to be over here. Therefore, if a person leaves, let's say a stone, Rosh Hashanah, and another person comes and falls and breaks his pitcher on the stone that you left in Rosh Hashanah, then it says chayiv. The person leaves it there is chayiv. So right away we have a problem. What's going on here? We just said that Boris Potter. So the Gemara goes, Reisha Kasha L'Rav, V'Seifa Kasha L'Shmuel. The Reisha is a Kasha to Rav, because the Reisha says that a person who leaves Hatakol and Reisha Saravim, it becomes a bore, and therefore you'd be Potter on this Kekelim, and that's Mashma, like you were saying, it's Mashma, even if you didn't Mafkir the items around, and that would not be like Rav, who says you'd only be Chayv if you were Mafkir it. And the Seifa, which says that if you, therefore, that if you trip and fall and break your pitcher, that you would be Chayv, that's a Kasha on Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, because it says over there that if you trip and fall and you break your pitcher, the owner of the takala is chayav to pay, and you can learn from this that even if he was not mafkirit, no, it's because we were saying that he wasn't mafkirit. We're saying that he wasn't mafkirit, and therefore so if he wasn't mafkirit, it's no longer, it's not bor, it should be mamon hamazik. And therefore, that's why he's not potter. And that's not like Shmuel, who says that even if you're not mafkirit, it still maintains the din of vor. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Before you go saying that, if the Reisha is inherently inconsistent to say that the Reisha goes like, sorry, if the Brisa is inherently inconsistent to say that one part goes like one Shita and one part goes like another Shita, don't ask, oh, it's inconsistent for the Shita. It's just the Brisa himself is inconsistent. So Tameich, Tishle Higufa, Reisha Potter, Seif Chayev. The case is either where he was mafkir or wasn't mafkirit, so the answer should be consistent. So if we're saying that the case is that he wasn't mafkirit, right, that he wasn't mafkirit, so then how can the Reish say Yipat and the Sefer say Yechayev? So Ella, Ra, Metarza, Tamei, Rishmu, Tarza, Tamei. Each one's an interpreter, the Brisa, to fit in to their Shita. Ra, Metarza, Tamei, and say like this. Even though we're dealing with, in the Reish of someone putting at the Kalim, Shusarabim, that Yipatr on Niska Kalim, because you weren't mafkirit yet. So because you weren't mafkirit, right? But Bamedvar, Mamurim, Keshev Kiron. When does the Reish say that you're Chayev? That's only if you were mafkir these items in the Shasarabim. Because again, Rav says you're only chayiv for bor if you're mafkirit. So that's why you're chayiv in the Reisha, because you were mafkirit. Aval lo hifkiron, but the Brisa is saying in the Seifa, if you weren't mafkir these items, you would be chayiv for the Kalim. Lefichach, and therefore if you weren't mafkirit, therefore hitiach techusa be'even chayiv. Therefore, if you weren't mafkirit and you break the pitcher, you would be chayiv, because then would become mamon amazik. So he's saying that if you are mafkirit, if you're not mafkirit, sorry, if you are mafkirit, that's the ratio, and therefore you're potter b'kelim. And if you're not mafkirit, then you're chayiv, and it's yours, that's the safe because you're chayiv. Shmuel mataris l'tamei, and Shmuel's going to say, l'shitaso. Hashta di'amarta. After the Braisa teaches us that avino sakhenino maso kiborodami, that the burden left in the Shasarabim is similar to the boar, and therefore the person who leaves him there would be chayiv midin boar, and therefore potter b'kelim, so therefore you would say, Rav Yehuda di'michayiv al nisakhenim boar. Rav Yehuda is going to hold differently. This price is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that by boar you are chayv the kalim. He doesn't have the limud of chamor velo kalav. Lefikach, therefore, he tiach tzilichos of even chayv. Therefore, if you leave the stone out in the Rishon, someone trips and breaks his pitcher, he would be chayv, because according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah doesn't pater the chov for the boar on this kalim. So he's going to say, so how's it going? Now the case would be that it's Niske Kalim. So I guess the Reisha is saying that you're Potter, and the Seif is saying you're Chayev. So the Reisha is according to those who say that Kalim are Potter from Bor, and the Seif is according to Mandar, who says that you are Chayev from Bor. Okay, he just sets it up that it has to be two separate Chitos. Okay. Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, Lo Shanu. Right, again, now the case of the Braisa was that the person tripped over the burden and broke his pitcher. Lo Shanu, that the person who left it there is Chayev to pay. Ella sheniskal be'even v'nishof be'even. The only time he's chayiv is if the person trips on the stone, and I guess he bangs the pitcher on the stone as well. Right? Is that what it means? V'nishof be'even. He bangs the pitcher on the stone as well. Aval niskal bakarka. But if he slips on the ground, and that's why he fell, v'nishof be'even, and then breaks it on the stone, then he's potter. Then the owner of the stone is potter, because to pay, because the karka is Rishus Harabim, and that's what caused it. That's what caused the damage. And Keman delok Rabbi Nosson. And that's not like Rabbi Nosson. It goes against the Shita Rabbi Nosson. One sec, we'll get to that. And Igad Amri, and those say the opposite. Others say, Amr Rabbi Lazar, lo tema. Don't say what we just said. Don't say that you're only chayev bin niskab even, v'nishov even, hutim chayev. Aval niskab karka, v'nishov even, pater. El afidol niskab karka, even if he trips on the ground. Venisha of Evan and damage the pitcher on the stone that he would be chayiv. That is command to Rabbi Nosson. Goes according to Rabbi Nosson. So either one bright side of the bright says it doesn't go to Rabbi Nosson, one says it does go to Rabbi Nosson. Who's Rabbi Nosson? To look Rabbi Nosson. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the Amal Kaman. See later on. Bishor she dachav es chaveir labor. My shore pushes your shore into third party's bore. So there's joint liability here. Do we say that it's joint liability? Right. So we say. Let's say I'm only a chatzi. Let's say I'm only a tam. So I don't have to pay chatzi nezek. So the rest is filled in. There's joint and several liability. The rest is filled in. There's joint liability. And the rest is filled in by the bala bor. So too over here. That's what Rabbi Nosson says. You fill in if there are two causes of damage. The second cause fills in the leftover. So over here in our case is that if we say that I tripped. And then that I tripped on the karka and broke it on the stone. So there are two causes of damage. The cause, the karka, no one's chayav, that's just a rabim. But the stone, that's me. So I have to fill in damage and have to pay. So if you say that we don't say in that case that the baal Evan has to pay, that's not like Rabbi Nosson. But if you say the baal Evan does have to pay, that is like Rabbi Nosson. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.